22-year-old community development student Jasmine Pilbrow faced court in Melbourne last Friday, charged with interfering with a flight crew member. It related to an incident a year and a half ago when Ms. Pilbrow refused to take her seat on a flight carrying a Tamil asylum seeker being returned to Sri Lanka. I spoke to Jasmine Pilbrow.
So last Friday I was pleading not guilty to the charge of interfering with a cabin crew member. In February 2015, I stood up on a Qantas plane and refused to sit down until a Tamil man seeking asylum was taken off the plane first.
Now, you argued in court that this was a necessity, legally, that a crime was being committed if you didn't take this action. Is that right?
That's correct.
And so what transpired in court once you argued that?
My defence wasn't really heard from the magistrate or prosecution. They just kind of went back to the facts of the actual charge, which I never disputed. I did stand up, and by standing up that meant I was interfering with Qantas being able to, you know, close the doors and fly. So the fact that the charge itself was still proven, yeah, the magistrate didn't give much time to my defence, which claimed that although I did break a law, it was necessary in order to provide safety to this man.
And that's because the process of returning asylum seekers to their country of origin is refoulement, which is against international law. Is that right?
That's correct, although it's legal in our domestic law.
Both the United Nations Refugee Convention and Convention Against Torture carry clauses prohibiting governments from expelling, returning, or extraditing a person to a state where there are grounds for believing they would be in danger of torture. UN human rights reviews in Sri Lanka have found evidence of abductions, disappearances, abuse, and torture by police and security forces. So how often does Australia deport asylum seekers back?
I don't know specific stats, but at the moment, Tamil people seeking asylum in the community are being targeted by Border Force. In the last month, 20 people were re-detained in detention who had been living in the community for years, and all of them are now facing deportation back to Sri Lanka, which Australia still doesn't acknowledge as unsafe, despite many human rights reports that state otherwise.
So is there any process in place that measures what happens to these Tamil, or at times it's been Hazara also return, what happens to them after they've been returned? Does the Australian government follow up on this?
I know for Sri Lanka in particular that there is no monitoring process by Australia when they're sending people back.
And so what was the end result in court?
So the magistrate found me guilty and decided not to sentence me yet. I've been given the opportunity to voluntarily pay Qantas $3,400 to cover the costs of what I caused in the delay. And if I pay that when I go back to sentencing, that's a way for me to show remorse.
So are you planning to do that?
We've put together a fundraising site to raise that money. And what we've done is we've tried to raise triple the amount, and we'll be donating the extra money to the Bridgetine Asylum Seeker Project in Melbourne and the Love Makes a Way campaign.
Now, esteemed Melbourne publication The Herald Sun wrote an article about you where it called you a do-gooder and a remorseless time burglar. How do you plead in relation to those charges?
I think it's funny that I've been called the remorseless time burglar when our government has continued to take away years and years of people's lives in detention offshore and onshore in Australia. And I think that more people should be doing acts which may be viewed as do-gooding.
Your action was quite a creative one. Do you think that there is a need for that in the response to Australia's treatment of refugees, for these kind of creative ways of pointing out the injustice or of trying to disrupt that process?
I think we definitely need to intervene physically when we see these kind of injustices taking place. But I think it's important that we're doing so at the request of these people. And so in this circumstance, this man being deported did ask for people to intervene. And I think when that happens, we definitely should step up.
Ms. Pilbrow had at one point been banned from flying Qantas, though that ban was subsequently lifted. Her crowdfunding effort, meanwhile, has already raised over three times the $3,400 she was asked to pay the airline as reparation.